Welcome to the True Chat Show on True Chat in Urbana, Ohio. I'm Justin T. Well.
Oh, my God. I'm Cam Pierce.
Happy Monday after Thanksgiving, also known as Cyber Monday.
Woo.
Also known as Monday.
You gonna buy something sweet?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
Brett and I... excuse me. Brett and I did all of our shopping pretty much for each other. We're done with that. We did that on Saturday. So
there you go.
Took my grandma...
Small business Saturday.
That's right. Took my grandma back home and then stopped. Although we didn't really stop at a small business. We stopped at a mall in Hilliard.
Mm, that's not a small business.
Yep.
Nope.
No. Nope.
Hey, but some people came out and they got their Christmas trees.
All right.
So, all right. Yes. Yeah. Yep. They were having a good time. And so, yeah, we got that shopping done. Also got ourselves a Christmas tree.
Oh. Real one or fake one?
Fake.
Gotcha. Good move. Good move.
It'll be in. I think what my parents did for a while is they would still get, like, a living Christmas tree that Maple Lane sells, and they would use that as front porch decoration, and then plant that.
The only reason...
That way it doesn't have... Yeah. Not that it's as messy, because they don't shed the same way, since they're, you know, not dead, but it's still... Then you don't have to take it in the house.
Yeah, that's not the plan, I don't think.
Like Some people swear by it, though.
I love Christmas trees. Like, I'd only do it if I had kids. Like, once you guys purchase kids from wherever, you guys would do that.
Yeah.
Walmart? Yeah, probably.
Walmart, Inc.? Online kid purchase?
Yeah, for sure.
Delivered by two-day mail?
Yeah, definitely. Then you could probably get a real Christmas tree, at least for a couple Christmases, and like, oh, look, it smells like Christmas in here, and give them that.
You think they care?
Give them those memories? Probably. I don't know. What do kids want?
I mean, I never... Well, I can't say that, I guess. I did have... My parents did, before they started the nursery, they did a couple times where they got, you know, a dead Christmas tree and said, hey, look at this. They're dying. You know?
Yes.
I mean, they've been killed, but they're not... They don't die instantly, so it's
right.
Like,
and know. They feel the pain as all their nettles fall
off. Right. Yep.
That's
slow
what,
torture
that's
on
what
Christmas.
We heard.
In the spirit of Christmas.
Did you know that? there's been studies that say that plants feel pain. They have receptors for it.
Yep.
Isn't that something?
It'll be a thing.
Vegans literally can't eat anything.
Nope. Nothing.
You can't eat anything. Has to be processed, never from an animal or plant, but that's not going to work. So you just die.
Well, hey, we're growing chicken breasts in labs now, so.
Yeah, but that has to have something to do with plants.
No. They.
I would think so.
They replicate basically the DNA.
They replicate it.
Yeah.
Like they stick it in the Voyager replicator. And
well, that'd be nice if it was that easy. That's why these chicken breasts cost like $4,000.
Dude.
Something preposterous.
Preposterous. I tell you what. I've been watching some Next Generation.
Yeah?
On Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of some stuff.
That was my original love before Voyager.
Yeah. Next Generation, I think, is definitely your... I think it's the best Star Trek series that's probably ever been made.
Ooh,
I like Voyager, and
they're very different.
For what it's worth, I have never seen Deep Space Nine, but I've heard that's also okay.
Yep.
It's different because it's obviously a space station.
All three of them are very different,
rather than a spaceship that flies around. I have always been in love with the first episode of Next Generation, where Q comes in and challenges them to solve the problem and prove that, you know, humans are not this awful, terrible species.
It was a great writing.
Oh, God.
Decision.
And it's still so, like, topical today.
Yeah.
Like, can humans prove that they've gone past,
right,
like, the atrocities that we've committed as a race? And I just love, like, there's lines in it that, like, well, in 2036, we outlawed being able to be charged for crimes of your race or gender of the past, and I'm like, whoa, that's something we talk about today and how that matters.
Yep.
Oh, it's just,
that's pretty neat.
Star Trek, man, that's the thing, is it's on its surface, it's about a bald space captain man flying through the air, flying through space.
There's no air
in space. That's it. Well, they probably fly through the air at some point. They fly through the air to get to that planet.
Well, see, interestingly enough, a galaxy-class starship such as the Enterprise, the Enterprise-D, is not designed to land. So Voyager, that's one of the reasons that the first time that Voyager goes into Blue Alert and decides to land was monumental for Star Trek fans, because people who didn't watch the episode had to go back and watch it because, oh my God, a starship is landing. What do we do? It had never happened before. So, well, I mean, okay. It had never happened where the starship was trying to land and it went okay.
Correct.
The Enterprise did land one time, but it was a crash and it didn't go so hot.
Well, I mean, have you watched any of the Chris Pine Star Trek movies?
Yeah, it lands frequently.
It lands frequently. Never on purpose.
That's
right. But it lands very frequently.
Or coming in hot.
Or coming in very hot.
Yep. Or we're going to wipe out this whole city. It'll be fine.
Ugh.
Who needs human atrocity?
Yeah, I tell you what, speaking of human atrocity, my goodness.
I'd like to see a new Star Trek movie where the Enterprise doesn't get destroyed.
I also agree. Well, because that's why Star Trek 1's pretty fun, because, you know, spoilers for that movie universe, by the way, huge ones here, because here they come. They don't crash the starship, but they blow up Vulcan, so that's pretty nuts.
Well, we have to blow up something.
You're right.
We're not going to blow up the Enterprise. We got to blow up something else that's bigger.
Right, but at least we
like,
get to...
Like a whole planet.
We get to have the starship the whole time.
Yep. The starship's there.
Mm-hmm.
The planet's not.
It is not. You watched any Longmire since we talked about that?
Nope, I have not.
Longmire.
I watched more of The Good Doctor, though.
I've now caught up on that. Heard that's getting good reviews.
It is. It is indeed. Starting out, I enjoyed it. I was curious to see, as I got, you know, 5 to 10 episodes in, can they maintain what they've got going on? Because they're operating at a pretty high level, and it's hard. You know, there's not much place to go but down from here. That's the thing. So it's,
operating at a high level, meaning
the writing is in depth, the drama is believable, but there's a right amount of it, and there's a lot of things going on, which makes it very lifelike. But whether or not they can, it's not like Breaking Bad or House of Cards or Game of Thrones.
Right, it's a serialized show, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a week to weeker. Yeah.
Yeah. So from the standpoint that the hook isn't this great ongoing story, it's this great ongoing idea, you know. And I mean, of course, there's things that, you know, recur, like in any serialized show, where if you've watched previous episodes, you can then appreciate something more. But you don't. I mean, you could tune into any episode and be like, yeah. But the first episode was definitely very good. I
know you like that one a lot.
Yeah, and that's where I'm interested to see how does it keep going, because they've killed people in, like, spoiler alert, in like 3 episodes so far. So
they're killing people?
Yeah, I mean, not main characters, obviously. You would hope not, but there lots of patients. I mean, realistically speaking, are losing their lives.
Oh yeah,
you know,
for sure.
And in Grey's Anatomy and House and other critically acclaimed medical series, they have lost patients, but it's not very often. You know, I mean, they win. They save them, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Grey's Anatomy is not even about medicine, so.
It's not.
No.
Not even a little bit.
Nope.
It's kind of about medicine. But there's lots.
It's more like there's a lot of people sleeping with a lot of people, and we've set this in a hospital. It's a sex hospital, so
I don't know. Like I've watched some Grey's Anatomy.
I'm not saying it's not good. I mean, full disclaimer. I watched that with my mother and House at the same time when they were both on for like 2 years. So I'm not saying that it's not okay. I'm just saying that you should be real clear about what you're tuning into.
For
here.
Sure.
And it's mainly about the relationship.
I mean, they're
the
not
people.
Gonna explain the medical mumbo jumbo, but I tell you what, Grey's Anatomy gets sad. Like, some of the episodes,
oh, yeah.
Like, this one doctor screws up in this episode that I caught one time, and this chick just couldn't talk.
Yep.
Like, she took a tumor out of her brain and accidentally screwed up her brain, and she, like, lost all speech function. And she's just like...
That's Camden's literally worst fear.
Sorry, I screwed up. Your daughter is like this for the rest of her life. And she was, like, 24, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's the saddest thing on the planet.
Yep.
Damn, it was rough.
Well, it was, again, spoiler alert here. One of the episodes in The Good Doctor, I think it was episode 5 or 6. I think it was probably 6. There's one of the female doctors who's a resident, and they had this big triage situation where a bus crashed.
Oh, no.
You know, and they had all these people coming in. And she discovered that somebody must have been left behind because they weren't on the registry of people that came in. She went back to the crash site with an ambulance, found them like 150 feet from the crash site, and they were alive. And she determined that they had too much pressure on their brain and they weren't going to make it back to the you know, hospital in time. Yeah. So she took a drill and in the field drained the pressure from her head successfully, but she had to incubate and she did it incorrectly. And they didn't realize this until they were in the OR back at the hospital repairing the damage, and she flatlined. She got it too deep, and apparently she had it like an inflamed lung or something, and it exacerbated the problem, and she died in the operating room because of that. So she did something incredible, which is, you know, drilling into someone's head in the field with no guide and draining a skull, and then did one of the most basic things that, you know, any good doctor could do. And killed a patient, you know.
Rough.
But, I mean, they also saved, you know, pretty much everybody else that was in the crash. So it was one of those times where it's like exposing that doctors are humans and they do make mistakes, but most people couldn't hack it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, most people would kill 90% of everybody instead of, you know, saving 90% of everybody.
That's so true.
Yep. It was nuts.
Yep.
So, anyway, we will continue our discussion about something.
Whoa.
Here in a something minute.
I would assume.
It's been a great conversation, and when you tune in to... Can you guess it, Cam? Can you guess it? Oh, can you guess it?
Ha.
Oh.
Nerdcast?
The Weekly Screen.
Oh, no.
Nah, getting good. Alex and Cam discuss a movie or TV show every week, from new releases to time-honored classics.
Oh.
Every Monday. I don't... now that I think about that, some of the movies that you've watched that maybe haven't come out recently, I don't know if I would consider them time-honored classics.
No, not even a little bit.
I suppose it depends on who you
ask. We have watched some real stinkers that have been considered older movies.
From new releases to stinkers to time-honored classics.
We've done a lot of the stinkers, man.
Every Monday by 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you listen until the end of the week. So that you can hear
end
of the episode for next week's flick. I was like, that doesn't, what?
That doesn't make any sense.
The whole week through. In addition to the Weekly Screen, True Chat has a full selection of sports, politics, entertainment, business, lifestyle, and more. So be sure to head over to truechat.org or tune in by downloading the True Chat mobile app. Oh.
Are you killing the dream?
Yeah, the super teaser here. Cam just saw on the back of the script something that I wrote down for Lance and I, that we're planning to discuss here on one of our slow days, which is, it is individuality killing the American dream?
Wow, that's a...
Yeah.
That's a prompt.
Yep. We'd really like to have you on that one, Cam.
Yikes.
We'd like to have you on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can you be on tomorrow?
I will be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Pinky swear. Yes.
Come hell or high water. The mail must go through.
I woke up on Saturday, man. You can still kind of hear it in my throat.
Yeah.
I just went... Like, I've been having
filter
throat
feeding.
Issues like this winter season than I ever had before. I think I'm just getting old.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Old man Cam?
Old man Cam.
Cam with a cane.
Woo!
Yep. So Cam's going to be on tomorrow. There's a lot to talk about, though, so I'm afraid that we're not going to get to discuss that. Oh, well.
Oh. What is there to talk about?
Oh, bringing out the moolah.
Moolah. I got
Cam
20
giving
bucks.
Me my Christmas present
I didn't
early.
Even know I had 20 bucks.
Yeah.
Until just now.
Oh, so did you get all your Christmas shopping done? And then I want to mention Star Wars Battlefront 2.
No.
Yeah?
Of course I didn't get my Christmas shopping done. I was busy this weekend. Had the Ohio State-Michigan game, so that completely...
Did you enjoy the game?
...enveloped my
That's
Saturday.
That's right, you weren't at the theater.
Yeah, I was not, no.
There was a lot of people.
I stayed home for a time because I wasn't feeling very well. But then, actually, one of our buddies from high school, whose name is Seth, had a little get-together. And he's in the armed forces, so nobody gets to see him all the time. So a bunch of us went over there.
How was Seth?
He's good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how much he wants me to share. I think he's going to transition to be an Urbana police officer. He will not be returning to the active duty after his stint ends in January. And I think he's going to protect and serve right here at home.
Whoa. We need some good police officers.
We do.
So.
Did you know?
Not that we don't have good police officers.
More
like we need more.
No one else is going to get this. Sam Harris, police officer in Urbana. Did you know that?
Nope.
Yep.
No idea.
Got
what?
Hired. Yeah, he's in the police academy right
okay.
now. He got
All
hired
right.
on, and they've got him in the police academy. He's been there for like 2 or 3 months now.
Whoa.
I know, right?
That's nuts.
I know.
Sam Harris.
Uh-huh. Promise.
Interesting.
Yeah. The guy who makes music in Hollywood. No, not that one. One that we know personally. But yeah. He's a cop. Cop.
Yeah, people are like, what?
What? They need a lot of cops because a lot of them bailed.
Yep. Just all at once, too. It's like, see ya. We're out.
We were talking the other day, and he was like, man, I'm just kind of shocked how easy it is to become a cop.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
I mean, if you go through the steps, you know, it's a good option, and obviously for a lot of people, it's a good career. So, mm-hmm. can also be dangerous, but
that's true.
And it depends on where you're headed.
And the PR of police officers not really been the best recently.
No,
so you kind of got to deal with that stigma.
Yeah, that's true. But there's definitely police forces, or rather, segments of police forces, I think, that are more difficult too.
Right. I mean, if you're gonna go work for, you know, Chicago PD.
Yeah.
That's way different than working Urbana PD, where we just don't have anything to do and pull over people for expired tags and jaywalking and
wow, look at Cam.
And stuff like that. I'm just saying.
Hating on those Urbana cops.
I'm not hating on them.
They're not fighting a drug epidemic.
They are sometimes. They just are not, you know, as overtly fighting the drug epidemic. Apparently.
Secretive.
Another person we went to high school with, I'll shout them out because they apparently stopped a sex ring in Urbana.
Yeah.
Casey Evans.
Oh,
who
yeah.
we went to high school yep. with, who's now a cop. She got the credit for apprehending a suspect who was meeting underage girls in the park and taking them.
Great.
Yeah. But busted it, so that's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that it got busted, but my God.
Yeah.
You're talking about things that, you know, growing up, you would have been like, nah, that can't happen in Urbana.
That's what
nope,
I thought.
It happens,
when I heard that story, Jamie. I was like, what in the world? But yeah. So anyway, we stopped it, though.
Well, yeah, but, you know, better stopped than to allow to continue.
Guess,
so.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So Star Wars Battlefront 2, Cam.
Yeah? What about
you got that yet?
Uh-uh.
Cam, what you been doing? Cam, you got to do stuff. Come on.
Nah,
you're a bad nerd.
I've been busy.
You're bad because of Star Wars, because you're abandoning
Last Jedi comes out, I don't know if it's an important piece of canon, but when Last Jedi comes out, I am going to get it because it's going to go on sale. I promise. If I have a job.
Bad for that reason.
That pays me nice money.
And bad for the video game reason.
Bad for what reason?
Bad for the nerd reason, because it's Star Wars.
And you really like it.
Bad for the nerd reason.
And you really like it.
That, you know, it's, I'm sure, sold. I don't know how many copies.
A lot.
Lots of copies.
Well, it actually did not sell very well.
Well, sure, because people were whining and crying. The question is, what do the sales numbers look like, you know, 3 or 4 weeks out after
right.
everybody gets their panties out?
They
of
want,
and
they want,
breaks down and says, oh, I guess I'm right.
Their marketing guys better work their tails off when Last Jedi is released to
wag those tails.
Yeah, to what? Wag? What? Work their tails off is what I just said.
That's right. Well, what would you do to work your tail other than wag it?
Okay, Justin T. They better use the marketing leapfrog tactics of Last Jedi's out, everybody's
leapfrog.
Talking about it, and then buy Battlefront 2. We're better now.
Leap over that. Buy it.
Did you play the whole campaign?
I am not done with the campaign yet. It's substantial. And you do get to play, I can confirm, as a handful of different famous characters in
That's
missions.
That's fun.
Yeah. Because it's all about, you know, what's her face?
Almost
Ivan
called her Jyn Erso, but that's not it.
Nope.
That's the one from Rogue.
Definitely
That's
not
the
it.
One from Rogue One.
But you get to play as her up until Luke Skywalker, and then you meet another member of Inferno Squad that Luke Skywalker runs into.
Oh, and then they die.
I'm not going to answer that question. And then
they die a lot.
And then you meet Han Solo.
Cool.
Yep. Well, you don't meet him. I mean, you get to be Han Solo. You get to be Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to fight battles as both of those characters at different times. You get to fly X-Wings. You get to fly TIE Fighters. You get to fly the Millennium Falcon.
I like it.
These are all parts of the campaign.
That's a fun time.
And I haven't felt like so far that any of them were just like, boom, we're doing this because people wanted to
like
do
Like they
this
at least
thing.
Try to make
right.
it connect to the
Yeah,
thread.
Like it's not, oh, you get to fly the Millennium Falcon because everybody wants to do that. Like, no, that's not what happens.
Not what we're doing here.
Do you know, before I spoil stuff about, do you know how, like, what the story of Inferno Squad is and how it ends and that kind of thing?
Well, I know Inferno Squad was, like, deep undercover in, like, a rebel base, right? And then, like, one of their first missions is Battle of Endor after coming back from being undercover.
Well, yeah, you never actually play as
right,
them.
Right, as them undercover. But
you play where you pick up as she has been captured.
Oh.
Yeah, and you start with her in a cell. And actually, the very first thing you do is you don't even play as her. You play as her droid, her Imperial droid.
That's pretty rad.
Because she activates the droid that's over in the lab, and it shocks a person, and then you have to be the droid to come get her out.
Beep, 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 boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, boop.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Beep, 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 beep.
It was a neat,
boop.
You know, twist on how you could start. So,
beep, boop, beep, boop.
A lot of information, though. Kind of excited, because this is the part that I've always wanted more detail about, that I was kind of mad that, you know, episode 7 didn't do much of, which is explain the aftermath of what's going on. Other than, like, boom, there's a huge third Death Star that we're not going to call a Death Star. And it has virtually the same weakness as before. Why we keep doing this and messing up, who knows? But we do.
Who knows?
That's right. So it's nice because you get a lot of, you get explanation on, like, they actually talk about Coruscant, which is like, wow, that's something we haven't even heard about in, like, 4 movies. Jays, isn't that nice to know that that planet didn't just fall off the face of the earth?
Yeah, don't they blow it up in Last Jedi? Or Last Jedi. Don't they blow that up in Force Awakens? Like, isn't that the planet that he blows up?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought it was.
I thought it looked like that too, but
apparently it wasn't. Iden Versio, by the way, is her
Iden
name.
Versio. Yeah.
There you go.
I had the first part.
You did it.
You
almost did it.
Yeah, I just didn't know her. It's an interesting name.
It is.
It's very unique.
It's a very very Star Wars name, that's for sure.
Do you know for certain, I mean, timeline-wise, this obviously takes place after Episode 6, like right at the end of Episode 6. But it's unclear to me how far it spans. Like, is Episode 7 taking place at all while this is going on? Mm. It doesn't seem like
it's not, no.
Because
we're way before that, but I've heard that the end of the campaign is,
like, brings you up to that. So this is our filler between 6 and 7.
Yes. It doesn't answer all your questions, but it answers what this particular squad was doing. And apparently,
A number of things.
I think it's pretty nuts that, and it's a total Emperor move, where he's just like, nah, the Empire doesn't exist without me. We should tear it down. we should make it not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. That's fun.
Yep. Well, spoiler alerts for the game. Basically, they discover that Operation Cinder,
I was going to say Firebreak.
Yeah.
I knew it was something with fire.
That the Emperor's last order was, is that if he died, it was to execute this mission. And he's actually created like this. It's kind of creepy. It's
the,
like,
robot with his face on it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Not
like
necessary.
It was not. Just leave a little
It's kind of creepy. But anyway. Yeah, and basically the operation is to restore law and order to the universe. Because apparently the death of the Death Star means that people will believe the Empire is weak. So he orders exterminations of planets that the Empire controls. Because why not? I mean, instead of killing the enemy, let's kill our own people. That'll really scare the enemy. Or maybe it will just terrify our own people so much that then they'll turn on us and destroy us. But, you know.
I don't know. It sounds like an Emperor Palpatine move.
So it does. Me, I'm not here, so it doesn't matter.
Are you telling me that Emperor Palpatine is a Law and Order president?
Yes. Law and Order Emperor.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah. It's really just a difference of title.
That's true.
But
Emperor. Grand Moff.
Ah, Emperor Palpatine. You actually go back to Naboo because that's one of the planets that he orders to be exterminated.
Annihilated?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
His home planet.
So they can reuse assets. That is his home planet. I forgot he was a senator from Naboo.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Hometown.
Hometown,
that's when
baby.
You get to play as Princess Leia.
Nice.
You get to repel the, you know, Empire.
The Empire menace.
The Empire.
The filth. And villainy.
Yeah, so it's pretty. I would recommend it for anybody who cares about Star Wars, just for the campaign.
And it's super canon. I mean, that campaign super happened in the timeline.
I like the way that it all looks, and I like almost everybody's face except for Luke Skywalker and Han Solo.
His does look a little weird.
I absolutely hate both of their faces. I'm like, what happened?
Well, how do we screw this up, guys?
That's right. Do you know? Did they voice those characters?
I'm not sure.
Because they sound pretty similar.
I mean, Han Solo will take take a paycheck for just about anything at this point, Harrison Ford.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm hating the hate. Haters gotta hate.
Haters gotta hate. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I could look it up for you.
Okay. Well, you do that. At True Chat, there's nothing more important to us than upholding our mission. True Chat will be the mortal enemy of speculation, innuendo, and stagnation. We will champion informed opinions and fresh ideas. True Chat will prove that media can be trusted, relied on, and responsible. We won't join the media elite because we're setting a new standard, a higher standard, the True Chat standard. If you have any ethical concerns with today's episode, please email ethics@truechat.org. Again, that's ethics@truechat.org. Cam's shaking his head.
No, they weren't there.
Lame.
Not Mark Hamill, nor Harrison Ford.
Frickin' cheapos.
Nor, Carrie Fisher were in the game.
Lame.
It is pretty lame.
They suck.
James Earl Jones also did not voice Darth Vader, if he ever says anything.
Hey, does that tell you anything about how cheap EA is?
Yes.
Cheap.
Cheapo.
Who? What about Darth Vader?
James Earl Jones is not in the game either.
Okay.
If Darth Vader says lines.
Dun, 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 well, he does. Dun, dun, dun. It, in the few times I've played as him in, like, you know, the...
multiplayer or heroes versus villains and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do not choke.
He says, wipe them all out.
On your aspirations.
I think they definitely stole a couple lines, though, from the real Han Solo, from things he said in Star Wars, because he says several of his classic lines, and it sounds just a little bit different. I'm like, yeah, I think we took that.
Did they say, never tell me the odds?
No.
Oh. What does he say, then?
It's a couple things about the Millennium Falcon, to which now I can't remember.
Great. Well, that was fun. Good. Yep. Thanks for bringing that up.
So Cam's going to buy the game.
I am.
Better late than never.
At some
maybe.
Point. Yeah. So. I promised Alex I'd buy this game, so I bought it. And now.
What game?
It's dumb Japanese stuff. Don't worry about it. It's too deep for this
that
show.
That bad, huh?
No, it's great. But it's Japanese. It's very Japanese-y. It's a detective game about a bunch of kids who get locked in a school, and if you kill someone and get away with it, you are out. Like, you get to go free. From the demon school.
Okay.
But if you kill someone and then everybody finds out that it's you, then you die.
Great.
That's the game. That
great.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
And it's like, it's got a really cool like 2D, like pseudo 3D art style, and it's fun. It's a good time. It's called Danganronpa is what it's called.
Have you watched the most recent game theory about what's next for gaming?
Maybe.
You should definitely do that.
Is it talking about like...
It's pretty good.
Microtransactions and stuff like that.
I mean, it doesn't really discuss microtransactions. He mentions it a couple times, but he relates how the gaming world is following what happened in art.
Okay.
Yeah.
That dude's smart, man. Oh. I don't care what you say. Like, he might be a little quirky, but Matthew Patrick, who runs both those channels, Film Theory and that one, smart dude. Just terribly smart.
I listen to some of the things that like he comes up with. I'm like, I loved when they did a React channel video to that, and some of the people were like, man, this guy has too much time on his hands. These are video games. And then they did a React with MatPat reacting to them reacting to him.
Nice.
Like, yeah. That is hardcore React channel there.
That is just Reactception at this stage.
That's right. Double reaction to.
So much reaction.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's like a triple or quadruple reaction, because... technically, MatPat is reacting to these various things happening in the gaming world and then formulating theories about it. And then there's people on the React channel reacting to him, and then he's reacting to those people.
And creating theories about them, and then it's a loop. It's a loop that we just never end. A loop, a loop, a loop, a loop. My family, family, family.
But you should watch it, because you're a nerd dude and you care about those things. I mean, I cared enough to watch it, and so did Brett. So
there you go. Didn't he do anything else this weekend? Went to a Bengals game. Haven't even talked about that.
You did?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah.
Beat the Browns. Starting our next 7-game win streak.
Woohoo!
To make the playoffs at 11-5.
Yep. No problem.
No problem. We're there. We're not. It's not going to happen. But if it does, I'd be rad. Hey, our... Well,
That'd
I guess...
rad.
Three of our next four are at home. and the AFC sucks. So if we can get to 9-7, we might get the sixth seed and get in the playoffs and lose and promptly lose in the first round again.
It could happen.
It could.
And then we'll fire Marvin Lewis
mm-hmm.
and get a new coach.
I can't wait.
And then we'll still be a team of criminals and suck real bad.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Can't wait.
But at least we'll have somebody else to blame it on then.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Can't wait. It's going to be a good time.
What's the, is it the daughter or the wife of the current owner?
Yeah, Mike Brown?
There have been rumblings about, it's a girl, and she's part of the family somehow, but she's like set to
take over?
Yeah. She cares a lot about winning, so there's also thought about.
Oh, yes.
When she.
Well, she'll also probably move the team because she's a Brown, so.
When she's in charge, she will spend more moolah.
Katie Blackburn, does that sound right? Catherine Blackburn? She's the executive vice president of the Bengals.
I don't know. Maybe.
At this moment.
Anyway.
And she's Mike Brown's daughter. So.
Yeah.
So I assume that that's who that is.
She wants to win.
I'm glad. Because you know who doesn't want to win? Mike Brown.
No.
He doesn't want to win if it forces him to spend money.
No.
Which
he's
he never does.
He's fine making money.
He's very fine just sitting back and making money. And sitting back on a great stadium deal. Hey, speaking of local Cincinnati stuff, since you still kind of care, you think they're going to sign that bill into law and we're going to get the soccer stadium? Have you heard anything about it?
Oh, yeah. Remember, I brought that up, I think, on a True Chat show
a
couple months ago.
Well, apparently they're voting on it this week.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so.
We're right there.
That'd be great. Have an MLS team.
The millennials love it, Justin T.
Yeah. Well, that'd be a big deal. I mean, I think that would make Cincinnati one of the larger sports markets then, because I mean you'd have two of the three major league teams there, and you'd really probably have the fourth in the U.S. I mean, because I think that major league soccer
MLS
far surpasses the NHL.
It's going to pass the NHL, I'd say.
So
if it hasn't already,
and then I mean they do have a hockey team, albeit
they do. It's the Cyclones.
Yep.
They have a good time. Don't you make fun of the Cyclones. They beat the heck out of each other, and that's what hockey's for.
But having three of the four major sports, that's a big deal.
That's a huge deal.
I mean, and they used to have an NBA
and
team.
MLS is exploding. The Crew might leave Columbus, so they'll be the only MLS team in Ohio, which gets them
that's
a boost.
Bad.
That is bad.
That looks real bad.
Precourt's a butt.
Yeah,
I hope
their owner is just like, we need to be in town because our location sucks. So you either find space or we're leaving. And you have to build a new stadium.
And then they said, no.
And then they're like,
that's stupid.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, we just built you a
stadium.
Also,
where are we going to put it? We literally just finished
doing all
that arena district stuff.
Their location
sucks. Location does suck.
It sucks.
I mean, that's a legitimate concern. But at the same time, it's like, you have basically a year. And if you can't figure it out by then we're out of here.
And then they're going to go to Austin, who doesn't want him. That's where he's like, I want to go to Austin. Yeah. And then it's like, not everybody in Austin wants you. He must have a buddy there, right?
A buddy.
Like he's got somebody either that he knows that works with Austin City Council or
something
like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they can find room on the edge of the arena district. But
they need to keep that team, I'd say. I know Ohio State. Ohio State's going to rule the roost in Columbus for the rest of time when it comes to sports. Which, I mean, that's fine. I don't care. It's the tradition, and it's what people grew up on in that area, and whatever. I think it'd be better for them to, focus more on other sports because you'll eventually have a time where Ohio State's not very good for a number of years, and your downtown and university district economies are just going to tank. Because nobody's going to want to see Ohio State, and a lot of those businesses depend on those days.
You got the Jackets.
Great.
I mean,
Jackets.
And the Clippers.
Great.
Hey.
And they're great.
Don't you discount the Clippers.
You watch the Jackets play at all this year?
Nope.
Oh, they're fun to watch. They're young, and they get up in your face.
You remember
the Jackets teams that were just so docile it hurt you?
Yes.
Like, they would be on the power play, but they'd be like timid to get on,
it doesn't
on
feel
the
like
offensive
the power
side
play.
Of the ice. And I'm like, come on, guys.
It doesn't
at
feel
least,
like hockey.
At least these young guys with John Tortorella, he's just like, we can lose 8 trillion games this season. I just want you to hit people and get aggressive. And then they do it. And it's like, yes.
Hey, we're young. And we don't understand anything, but we can hit.
But we can hit.
We'll just hit people.
Hit the hell out of people.
Beat the crap out of them. Yeah. And that way they'll be scared next season. Which, I mean, hey, that's,
no, that's
not a bad
play.
No, that's
what you play. Do, man. You wear them down
that's
throughout
right.
a game. If you,
we got
if
the
you
young
hit, if
the
you
young
hit people
kids,
enough
so.
In one night, they will not skate as hard. I can guarantee it.
Yeah. Because they'll be hurting.
They will.
So.
Oh, my God.
This hurts.
That man has shoulder checked me right in this rib about three times, and it really hurts.
I'm done.
I don't want to play. I don't want to play anymore.
That's right.
Yep. This is not the most fun game of hockey I've ever played in my life.
So that'd be interesting. That'd be pretty neato if they get that done, though.
FC Cincinnati?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
It right in the worst part of OTR.
Well, they're not in OTR.
And just...
They're, oh God, what's it called?
I know where they are now. They play at Cincinnati.
Well, yeah, they play at Nippert. I meant where they're going.
Oh, well, that's what I had heard, is that they were requesting, they wanted space downtown or in OTR. Sorry, when I say downtown, I'm including OTR as part of that.
Right, I'm aware. OTR is downtown. Hold on.
Yeah.
Football Club Cincinnati is taking a serious look at three sites. Oakley is where they're looking.
Oh, naturally.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with Oakley? I like Oakley.
Yeah, lots of people
do. I think Oakley's really going to blow up.
It doesn't need more help, really. But whatever.
It'll get there, though.
OTR is slowly, they're working on it.
OTR is great right now, dude.
Well,
like, in certain places, it's great.
The two center streets are pretty good.
That's true.
If you go a few blocks in the wrong direction, it's not so hot. But.
Yeah. We got to the end of one of the main streets. It's like where Taft is and all that.
Yeah.
Like, it just ends. And then you're
like,
oh, I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see
uh-huh.
the economic
Can you see the racism?
Depression. There it is. Built-in racism.
I'm just telling you a lot of what I heard on the campaign, which is the genuine concern of some that the white people were just taking over and pushing them out of their home.
But I don't think that's what that is. I don't know. I think if you want the city to be better, you have to allow those things to happen.
The problem,
and people are going to get swallowed up by that, and that sucks. But it is an unfortunate byproduct of the progress that side of town has made.
Yeah.
And I think you have to look at it that way. If you look at it in a sense that, oh, well, we're just trying to make money and we're not giving back to the community, and I think businesses that don't do that and they're making big bucks are bad. I think they should do more to support the area around them, because those people, don't come and loot their store, because if they did that, then no one would come to your eatery or brewery or whatever it is. So
or your thing.
Or your thing. Your rook, your board game bar.
Whoa.
Or your whatever. So I think that's where you have to sit with that. I mean, you can only ungentrify an area by putting businesses and putting economic stimuli inside of that district.
Yep. The challenge, of course, is figuring out how to get the people that live there, even if they have to leave,
out.
An opportunity to come back if they want to. And in order to do that, they have to make more money, which is why we've said so many times on The State of Us that it comes back to you have to fix the problem of good-paying careers.
Which isn't, and granted, I won't name a specific restaurant, but I'd bet 9 out of 10 restaurants there have nothing to do with any of that. Like, they're not lobbying in Cincinnati City Council. I'm sure some of them are. Because they've got the money to do it. But I bet a lot of those guys are just like, nah, I'm just trying to run my business and not go under here.
You leave me alone, I'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
How about that?
So I don't know if you can really
You've been paying attention to the Urbana rezoning issue that's been consuming the newspaper?
Of course. No, I've not.
Yeah.
Are we rezoning?
There's this husband and wife, to my understanding, that own a vacant lot, and they have been unable to sell it for years. And they want to rezone it to, instead of residential, to be like partially commercial. And they've been like in the midst of negotiating with city council and the regional township planning commission to get it approved. Because they can't, because there are people that are voting against them saying that that's not supposed to be a commercial area. It'd be the only commercial business right there, commercial zoned area. Because it was like
what side of town?
It was like a two-story deal where the bottom, where it was, I forget what the zoning qualification is, but basically it was zoned part commercial, part residential.
Right.
And they want to change
like
it
to downtown
just commercial. Right.
Like Main Street.
Yeah,
is.
Like where you can live in part of it, but you also can have a business in part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Deal.
The bottom is the business and the top is where you live.
Right. So that was that's the debate that's been going on. And they had a neighbor in the area testify and basically say, and I thought this was great, basically say to council, I think if you were all honest, none of you would build a house on that lot because it's the bad part of town. And if we're being honest, none of you would put a house there. You know, no one on this council would. So it's not okay for you to tell this man that he can't rezone it in order to do something with this land that he pays money to have every year, you know, and is unable to sell because of its, you know, no one wants to build a house there.
Did you
so
go
no one
to
wants
the
residential?
Did you go to the meeting where they
no.
testified? Or you
Urbana Daily Citizen did a nice
covered
job.
It well then.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
like it.
Did
there
a,
we
did
go.
A good job of coverage.
Sweet.
It's like, yeah, you go, neighbor dude. Tell that council. Ask them if they'd build a house there, because the answer is no, they wouldn't.
So yeah. it's
and it's not all a
is
council.
It on the fairground Maybe. Fairground side of town, or where are we at here?
I don't know. I have to look for sure. I think they list the address in the paper, because I mean it's a vacant lot, so it was
yeah, what are you gonna do?
Right. Yeah, go vandalize that empty lot. Do
hey,
it.
You could go burn the grass on it.
Yeah, well
it'd probably
then match the neighborhood.
You could
better,
use
so.
Pesticide yeah. And draw phallic
imagery.
I mean,
it's not a bad idea. Change it to a commercial zone and then let them build a business
sure.
there, and that'll help. Hopefully, it will help to start.
Hey, remember what we were just talking about?
Yeah,
about OTR?
Whoa, look at
Wrapped
that.
Wrapped it all the way around.
Okay. Well,
wow, you kind of knew where I was going there.
I did.
Proud of you.
Yep. I often do.
Wow.
Whether or not
look
I follow
that.
Sometimes.
Look at that. I question. Tell you what. What a guy.
Well, we're excited to have Cam on the State of Us tomorrow. And as always, we can't thank enough for tuning into True Chat. If you already listen to podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, or some other platform, you can subscribe to our shows there. For the State of Us on True Chat in Urbana, Ohio, I'm Justin T. Weller.
Oh, and my back's locking up. I'm Cam Pierce.
We'll see you next time on... Did I say thank you for the State of Us? I think it
probably.
Is. For the True Chat show. Yeah, we'll see you next time
God.
On the True Chat show. Be the change.